This afternoon, we're here to talk about creation. God's creation works as planned. And boy, are we lucky. When you think about how things are all set in motion and God's plan for everything, we should consider ourselves very fortunate. Solomon made the observation in all of his wisdom. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. We're going to look at that first part there and apply that to a basic concept of God's creation. All the rivers run into the sea. Why exactly do all the rivers run into the sea? And Kevin's got to pay attention here.
Did it.
Why do all the rivers run into the sea? For the same reason. If I did this all day long, besides Kevin being annoyed, what would happen?
Nothing.
The same thing, over and over again. Every single time, the same thing would happen. Why? Everything comes down eventually. Even a Tiger Woods tee shot comes down eventually. Just some things take a lot longer to come down than others. Well, why? I heard Bill say something. In the latter part of the 17th century, there was a man named Isaac Newton, who, according to legend, and that's all it is a legend, was sitting around when an apple hit him in the head, and he started to wonder, what exactly made that happen? What exactly was it that caused that apple to fall? Was it something that the earth was doing? Was it something that the apple was doing? Was there some kind of a relationship between the two of them that would cause all of this to happen? And he came up with this concept of gravity that is just commonplace to us today. With all of his brilliance, you would have thought that they would have named a better tasting cookie after him than the one they chose. And for all of those, you know, don't come up to me afterwards and talk about how great Fig Newtons are, because everybody, I think, would admit Oreos would have been a much better choice. But anyways, he came up with this idea of gravity. What does gravity do for us? What is this as part of God's creation? What does that do that benefits us? Well, it keeps everything here from floating out there. That's one of the main reasons, or one of the main things that happens. The relationship between the earth and the moon and the gravity there. For one, it keeps the moon where it belongs. It keeps the earth where it belongs. It makes the tides happen. All based on this concept that Newton discovered, that God implemented many, 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 many years prior. One other thing that it does that I find rather interesting is you have fluid in your inner ear, right inside your head in here, that gravity maintains that balance. So you have a sense of direction, so you don't fall down all the time. Gravity keeps that fluid the way it's supposed to be. What happens, those of you who are affected by this, when you go on a roller coaster several times? You get in this one I can't handle. You get in those whirly rides they have where you just go around in circles for no apparent reason. Well, you are basically going against what God designed, and that is that gravity keeps things the way they're supposed to be. Some of you have been out with on David's boat in the rough waters. The same thing happens. The fluid starts sloshing all around inside, and your body says, here's your breakfast again. Because gravity now is not doing the thing that it was designed to do. You have taken it upon yourself to affect things the way they never were intended to be affected. Well, Newton took that another step, and he assumed that, or presumed that, if that's if that's what happens here on Earth, there must be some relationship then beyond Earth, beyond what he saw then, that this gravity concept, how this gravity concept would work. And that is the planets, the solar system, the things that we see out in space. Everything revolves around a big navel orange, apparently. But that's the best I could come up with. Rotates around the sun. Now, Newton started considering this. How does everything stay in motion? Well, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. And this is one of Tom Booth's favorite verses, because it really says so much, the last one here. For he spake and it was done, he commanded and it stood fast. And for all of Newton's evaluations and all of Newton's assumptions and his attempt to figure all of this out, the bottom line is, this is what happened. God said it, he commanded it, and it stood fast. It's been that way ever since. Everything happens. Everything is consistent. God's creation continues to operate exactly the way it always has, with no change, in the sense of what we're talking about here. And that is a constant that Newton discovered. And we're not going to get into all of this here. I actually used to know all this when I was in school, but I came across the equation again, and some of you may remember this better than I do, but this law of universal gravitation, all of this stays the same. The constant, this relationship always stays the same, the mass of bodies and things and whatnot, so that man has been able to determine, based on God's creation, how things will work, how we can get out into space, how we can make things fly, how we can make all of a number of different scenarios that we see today, all based on the consistency that God implemented in creation. Now, this whole thing, it's why people say you weigh less on the moon. You know, that's why people are looking forward to getting to the moon someday. I think I weigh like 35 pounds on the moon. Well, the reason is, there's a big difference between mass and weight. And this is something to think about, those of you who are always concerned about your weight. You should be more concerned about your mass. Your weight is basically the attraction, the force that you apply to the Earth based on your mass. Because everything else stays the same. You don't float away, because everything is constant. Well, when your mass changes, your force on the Earth changes because of God's creation, and therefore that's why the number goes higher or goes lower, depending on where you're at in a particular diet that you're on. So, to think positively, if your mass is greater, when we talk about the attraction of gravity, what does that mean? That means you're more attractive. Exactly. Huh?
And you can make a bigger impact.
That's right. F equals MA and all that kind of stuff. So, everything is constant. Everything stays the same. And that's how we can do the things that we do today, because of the consistency in God's plan. We are safe here on Earth because of the consistency of God's plan. Creation is secure because God is consistent. The acceleration of gravity. Now, some of this may not mean anything to you, but I'll try to explain why I have this up here. This is another thing that in God's creation never changes. Those of you who took engineering classes, this is a thing that always came up. 32.2 feet per second. Now, in the modern age, it has to be meters and all that stuff. But that's the acceleration of gravity. It's always the same, which is why that A factor in equations that you look at in school is always the same, because it's essential to life as we know it. God's plan and God's creation is incredible when you think about what is happening around us that we don't realize, unless you really think about it. The orbital speed of the Earth, David, how far away do you live from here? How many miles is it?
I think it's 11.4.
Okay, 11.4. About. I thought maybe you lived about 18 miles away. The orbital speed of the Earth, 18.5 miles per second. Now, can you imagine, picture how far away 18 miles is, getting there in a second. That seems pretty fast. You calculate that out to 66,600 miles per hour is how fast the Earth is traveling around the Sun. At the same time, in God's plan that the Earth is rotating, or that the Earth is traveling around the Sun at 66,000 miles per hour, it's also spinning on its axis at 1,050 miles per hour. So we're spinning this way at 1,000 miles an hour. At the same time, we're going around the Sun at 66,000 miles per hour. How many of you feel that every day? After a major bout with a flu or something, you may feel like that. But picture, if you can, what is happening around us that you never feel, that it never phases you that we are traveling on this Earth at 66,000 miles an hour. Well, how long does it take for the Earth to go around the Sun one time? 365 days, okay. Well, boy, 66,000 miles an hour and we go in a year. Well, we are 93 million miles away from the Sun. That's not really that funny, but thank you anyways. We're 93 million miles away from the Sun that we have to travel around. Now, the Earth travels in an elliptical orbit. If you figure out how far around that is if you had a circle with a radius of 93 million miles, to get around in 1 year, you'd have to be going pretty fast. And yet, because of God's design, it never phases us. Imagine just for 1 millisecond that things changed, that the Earth stopped spinning, or the Earth stopped orbiting. Life as we know it would end in a heartbeat. If you can imagine flying on an airplane and then figuring you'll just jump out at 500 miles an hour, the devastation that would cause. If the whole Earth, who's going twice, spinning twice as fast, were to stop. But God set it all in motion, and it never has stopped. It never has changed. It does what it's supposed to do. It does the things that God designed. It does the things that God created, and it does the things that God implemented. Creation does what it is supposed to do. Do you? Mike's going to have a discussion with us. And think about these things. Creation just goes along as God designed it. And the whole topic here is Christians should too. And we'll turn this over to Mike.